reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel verse, the antiphon for the Alleluia from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, is "Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God." That should be the motto for our life. It was clearly the motto of Our Lady's, and as Pope Benedict described in his recent apostolic exhortation on the word of God, the life and ministry and mission of the church, was what characterized the saints, that they received the word of God as the word of God, as it truly is. And if we try to do that today, when we approach the first reading, we should be blown away that God the Father sent the Holy Spirit in order to inspire the sacred author of the letter to write this: "What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you take care of him?" Quoting from the 8th Psalm, said, "You made him for a little while lower than the angel. You crowned him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet." This, of course, applies to Jesus, that word through whom God in the fullness of time spoke to us. But it also applies to every single one of us through creation and through the recreation of baptism. We are those sons of God. Right from the second chapter of the Bible, the Lord clearly gave us rule over the works of his hands, giving us dominion over all creation, to till the soil, to fill the earth and subdue it, to increase and multiply, to cooperate with him in the continual creation. What is man that you're mindful of him? How great is the dignity of the human being that God allows us to share in his creative power, in his transformative power? Yet, that is who we are. Again, first applying to Christ and then to us, all things will be subject to him. And Jesus was able to exercise this dominion, it says in a curious phrase, by the grace of God, tasting death for everyone. That he was perfected through his sufferings, he's perfected through his work. This is a perfection that, of course, comes after the fall and after sin. It wasn't always meant to be done with toil, pain, and suffering, but it's real. And after the fall, Jesus, as the first of many brothers, saves us through that suffering. That God's word, which is supposed to be received as it truly is, describes the gospel of suffering, not the nightmare of suffering. At the end, we see something specific about Jesus that also was applied to us. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Who is he talking about? He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. God the Father has consecrated his Son, sent him into our world. He consecrated himself in the truth so that, as he said during the first Mass, we all may be consecrated in the truth. We and Jesus have that same origin in the Lord. As we hear in the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, we were begotten not by the flesh, not by human will, but of God. And therefore, we not only are brothers of the Lord, but we shouldn't be ashamed to call others brothers and sisters, because that is who they really are. And we should make our own this saying of the psalm that was incorporated into the letter: I will proclaim your name to my brethren, and in the midst of the assembly I will praise you. We all should be proclaiming that name of the Father to our brothers and sisters, and there's no one excluded from that family. This is not the word of men. This is the word of God. Are we prepared to receive it?